time for tonight's post-game coaches interview. Brought to you by Ashton Lloyd and the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate. Can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And, Coach, we were talking about, these are all sweet. Let's talk about this one.
Well, you know, we face so much adversity. We, you know, and it's sad that Luke and Dushan and Nathan did not get a chance to get on the court. And I reiterate this, Keyshawn and Rusty, they barely practice. And for them to fight through with the toughness to be able to play like they did this weekend. And then these other guys, they just got better and better. And, you know, we had moments in our season where that Richmond loss in late December 31st really put us on our heels. The trip to Hawaii, we had that very difficult loss to New Mexico State. And we were so close. And that was the message we kept preaching. We're so close, we're so close. And when the senior class galvanized themselves and said, hey, you know, we're not bad, we can do this. And I think we had some defining moments. Going to VCU and beating VCU at VCU was a defining moment. I think the triple overtime loss to St. Bonaventure was. And then, of course, the way we came back against Rhode Island and then the way we started the tournament here with two strong victories, I think set us up for this game with the right confidence, the right emotion, the right toughness. And, boy, heaven knows, we needed. We lost that seven-point lead. We missed a couple of layups. We had a couple of shots blocked. And we had a couple of turnovers. And they responded with threes against us. And we responded. Kellen makes that great drive baseline. And that's the kind of toughness and resilience that we needed.
How much, when we look at the collective season, you touched on some of those key moments. But if you look at two factors, going to the zone defense, maturation of Kellen Grady, how much do those figure into the equation?
Well, I think also the maturation of John Axel, the poise and the presence that he had as a point guard in this game compared to when we were up at the Rhode Island back in late January, it's an extraordinary difference. This is a kid who is as tough as they come, and I mean as tough as they come. Tyler Kalinowski, tough. Thomas Sander, tough. And he's not used toughness as a reason or excuse for a lack of decision-making. He's really picked up his decision-making and his discipline.
Coach, I don't recall as much adaptability and resourcefulness for your team. I mean, this year you had to adapt to all sorts of challenges in terms of the players who could be on the court. It was just tremendous. You learned and you grew throughout the entire season.
And that's a tribute to the coaching staff. And I've said this so many times. I'm lucky to be coaching with these guys who, they want to be head coaches and they're working to be head coaches and they will be head coaches, but they've got 2 feet in the door. And those 2 feet in the door and their heart is in Davidson. And, of course, Matt and Will, Davidson alums, they feel that. Davidson basketball players, they feel that. But Ryan and Kevin, they're really newcomers in Davidson history. And what an addition Kevin was. He had the scout against St. Louis, and he had the scout today. I referenced Matt's scout against St. Bonaventure last night. But, those guys give me great input and great advice as we go through the game. And I really take it to heart, and I think this is a concerted, strategic victory.
Coach, you've had so many players over the course of nearly 30 years at Davidson. The way this team, over the last 8 to 10 games down the stretch of this season, functioning together collectively, is this as good as you've had with guys being on the same page?
I'm one that hates comparisons. We've had so many teams at Davidson, and it would be a disservice to some of the great players and great teams we've had and the great leadership these guys showed. So this is just a terrific, terrific team that has learned their lessons from the teams that went before them. And that this is a banner that's going to be hung for Brandon Williams and Chris Alpert, for George Spain and Michelle Luzaquino, for Ron Horton and Jason Zimmerman, for Matt Matheny and Mark Donnelly and Billy Armstrong and Kenny Grant and Brendan Winters and Ian Johnson. And I go down, JP. JP's probably lighting candles for us at some church in St. Augustine right now. So we got so many guys here that I'm lucky to be a part of.
Coach, when you look at this season compared with your other seasons in the A-10, I think this year in particular, you had them playing at their best. They were healthiest that they've ever been heading into the season. Did you do anything different?
We made it a very clear and definitive statement to the team, and I read it actually before the game on Friday night in the St. Louis game back home, which was a tough, nail-biting game. I have a game sheet in which I list all the strategies we're going to use, and I put that on a board before the game. And on the back, I used my comments that I'm going to deliver before we take the court. And the comments in that St. Louis game were, we have 17 conference games left. It's a new year. Let's play to win. Let's fight to win every possession. Let's have fun, and let's get better. And let's be at our best in March. And that's what I said on January 2nd or 3rd when we played St. Louis. And we went out there in the first half, and we were tight as drums, and we laid an egg, and we're down 7. And instead of exploding in the locker room, I just reaffirmed that. And since that point, that's what's been our message. Now we had we fell back when Richmond hit us again, when Dayton hit us. So we had those two very difficult, challenging losses. But, you know, the other two losses we had were Rhode Island and St. Bonnie's, who are going to be tournament teams. So I thought we handled ourselves very well throughout the course of the A-10.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thanks,
enjoy
Jared.
The rest of the time with your
Thank
team.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Coach Bob McKillop joining us courtside here. Atlantic 10 tournament champions here tonight.